Well, Aboriginal Elder Rosalie Kunoth Monks is known to be one of the feistiest warriors against the Northern Territory intervention. She was in Adelaide over the weekend to launch a new book to coincide with International Human Rights Day. The Wire's Lisa Burns caught up with Rosalie and her granddaughter Amelia.
Do we want Australia, the wonderful Australia, who still has this nest of the longest living practice culture in the world, to be a racist only for the elitist to make decisions? I don't think so.
Aboriginal Elder Rosalie Kunoth Monks speaking at the launch of the book A Decision to Discriminate about the Northern Territory intervention in Adelaide. Also at the launch was Rosalie's 19-year-old granddaughter Amelia, who shares her grandmother's opposition to the intervention.
The first time I heard about the intervention was through my grandmother on the phone saying that today we had the army and all these people with guns roll out. My people out there literally thought they were going to be shot to death. Some of the women took the children back into country because they thought it was another stolen generation. We did not know what was happening. All they said was, you are now under the Northern Territory Emergency Response. Men with guns, with the PAs, public servants out there, telling us what was happening. Oh, they were saying something more along the lines of, we are here to tell you how to live. We're telling you how to treat your children. We're coming in and showing you how to grow your children up. Because the men are raping your children, they're sexually abusing. I didn't hear all that. My grandmother was there that day. They were all terrified. They didn't even know what was happening.
Amelia says that when she, her mother and little sister moved back out to Utopia from Alice Springs, they were put onto the income management scheme straight away, but not told. She went into Centrelink and was told she couldn't access her money, but would have to use the basics card. She says that moment changed her life.
Being on the basic card made me feel less than a dog. It made me feel second-class citizen. I wanted to actually commit suicide. Wanted to be out of this world. Why? Why is this happening to my people? Why is it happening to me? Why is it only happening to a certain colour, a certain race of people? And when I saw my grandmother fighting, I thought, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to push for my goals. I'm going to fight for my people. I'm going to tell the government, here's your basic card. You live on that for a whole year.
You said that when you felt down, you just looked at your grandmother and, you know, you saw her fighting and you felt inspired by that. It was interesting. A few months ago, I interviewed Rosalie and she said exactly the same thing about you girls, that, you know, whenever she feels she isn't strong enough to fight, she just looks, well, I've got a daughter, I've got two beautiful granddaughters. That's what keeps me going. So how does that make you feel? Like, what kind of influence does Rosalie have on you?
Well, the influence my grandmother has on me is very strong. She's not just my grandmother. She's also my sister line. She's strong. And when I hear things like that, like how she's proud of us, it makes me go on further. So she's one of those people who I'm proud of. And even though her past history doing Jeddah and what she's doing now, I've always been so proud of her as my grandmother.
Of course, a lot of people would know her for all of her political stuff and fighting against Stronger Futures, but what's she like, you know, just as your grandma, what's she like to you personally?
Personally, she's the most fun woman I've ever been with. Her and her sense of humour. When she's sitting down at home and she asks you to go get her a cup of coffee, you know, sitting there and you can have this wonderful, beautiful conversation about anything with her, like her favourite football team, what her and her husband used to do, like how many trips they did and who their best friends are. So yeah, me and her had a big conversation like that last night.
What do you hope to do when you're older, or even now? Do you hope to do something like what Rosalie's doing?
I hope to go to university, get my university degrees in legal studies, because I want to be a human rights lawyer. She's the one who brought me into all the political stuff and everything like that. I didn't want to even be involved with it. I just thought the government was children. being little children, behaving like little children. But she's brought me into it, so I am following kind of footsteps with my grandmother leading the way.
Time's running out on me, for goodness sakes. I'm getting old. But I'm leaving you a gift behind when the good Lord calls me. Amelia Pangata, you're off much.